Welcome back to Music Notes. I'm Jess, reporting the trends of throwbacks, modern hits, and media. I want to start off thanking those of you who heard my ACM Awards prediction episode. It's a lot of fun formatting the coverage that way, and I hope that piqued your interest in watching the show. I thoroughly enjoyed it and can't believe most of my guesses were correct. I've kept this episode's topic handy, waiting until the ACMs aired for possible updates. Miranda Lambert's got new music out, shocking fans and the industry with her timing. She ended her Sony Nashville contract a year ago, keeping herself busy in other projects. To recap where she left off musically, I'll revert back to some of her recent albums, discuss current single, Wranglers, and what else to expect from her this year. I recommend listening to episode 133, Miranda Lambert Discography, which I made exactly 2 years ago. That'll catch you up in her biography and career. Get ready as we take music notes. Reevaluating life and love, Miranda Lambert released her seventh album, Wild Card, in 2019. She softened her sound and personality as a second-time newlywed to Brandon McLaughlin. They met when she performed with the Pistol Annies at Good Morning America, and he was one of the police officers guarding the crowd. Feeling more comfortable with him than the super couple spotlight with first husband Blake Shelton, fans supported Wild Card singles It All Comes Out in the Wash, Bluebird, and Settling Down. I love those three songs, brought out Miranda's versatility and femininity behind the tough girl. COVID's lockdown postponed touring, but recognized Wild Card strength, earning Best Country Album at 2021's Grammys. Shortly after that, another album came out matching Miranda Lambert's traditional country style. The Marfa Tapes is a trio acoustic guitar jam with fellow songwriters Jack Gingham and John Randall. Their harmonies and guitar playing fit great as the Eagles would play together. Tequila Does gets covered off Wild Card, Tin Man from 2016's The Weight of These Wings, and challenged how fans would be interested in following this different styled country. Just so happened that CMT, Country Music Television, branded a new music program to promote the Marfa Tapes' Western landscape. CMT Campfire Sessions films country artists playing in front of an evening campfire or under a covered canopy in an outdoor Nashville location. Kind of like a country revival of MTV Unplugged. Makes me want to go there. I think it'd be a great idea if they host exclusive concerts or specials and invite a live audience to watch with the crew. The pilot episode of CMT Campfire Sessions aired June 11, 2021, starring the Marfa Tapes trio musicians. Finishing its third season this spring, artists and viewers have loved seeing singers perform outdoors again, fitting the background of the songs they're singing about, and actually doing the skills without technology. My favorite episode is Old Dominion's in Season 2. Enjoyed Season 1's Kane Brown introducing male country boy band Restless Road, Season 3's Christmas special with CMT's Next Women of Country Ladies, and Sarah Evans accompanied by her young adult children. CMT Campfire Sessions did wonders for the Marfa Tapes album sales and got nominated Best Country Album at the Grammys. While most of the world was stuck at home in 2020, Miranda and Brandon drove cross-country in an RV. The traveling bug stuck with her, inspiring 2022 record, Palomino. Going back to singing solo, the album's theme takes an American road trip, inviting the B-52s on track Music City Queen, covered Mick Jagger's 1993 song, Wandering Spirit, and re-recorded three Marfa Tapes tracks, In His Arms, Geraldine, and Waxahachie. Gotta love that name. I predicted that Strange, a bluesy lockdown reality track, would be the next single in episode 133. Didn't do well compared to Miranda Lambert's previous hits, decent with If I Was a Cowboy and Palomino nominated Best Country Album at the CMA Awards. On March 15, 2023, Miranda published a press release leaving Sony Music Nashville after 20 years. Knowing she didn't have music prepared for her next album, her exit was voluntary, accomplishing bigger aspects. She began a Las Vegas residency, put out a cookbook featuring her mom's recipes, Y'all Eat Yet, and managing her five merchandise companies in food, apparel, decor, memorabilia, and pet care. For 2024, Wranglers is reminiscent of a persona fans missed hearing from Miranda Lambert's early work. Wrangler's single came out May 3, 2024 under Republic Records and Big Loud Promotions. Located in New York, where Brandon was also raised, Miranda didn't want to be tied on time to make her next album and desired change. Wrangler's is potentially a future promo single, returning the role of portraying a vengeful lover. A Wrangler is a rancher, someone causing trouble, and a jeans fashion line. Assuming the song title refers to Wrangler jeans, listeners might think dark of the other two definitions. What also came to my mind was 1995 movie scene from Waiting to Exhale, when Angela Bassett's character lights up her husband's clothes in his car after finding out he cheated on her with his secretary. Wrangler's lyrics are, "Hell hath no fury like a woman's scorn. When the knockdown drags out's over, and Lord knows she took one too many. Well, her blue jean eyes are too tired to cry, and he won't know till she's gone already. If he ever loved her, he never let it show. If she didn't need him, she'd left him long ago. She set it all on fire, and if there's one thing that she learned, Wranglers take forever to burn. How long? How much can a broken heart take? Who could blame her when it all goes up in flames? Not one of us could have done better. Not with that wandering eye, wannabe Marlboro man. It came as no surprise when she finally took a stand." Miranda's low tone is what I like hearing in her voice. Pulls you in with the story she's telling. She grew up seeing her parents take in domestic violence victims, and you can tell those memories are relived in her delivery. I chose Wrangler's artwork for this episode cover, which has made most of us flashback Miranda's other pyro betrayal anthems, 2005's Kerosene, 2008's Gunpowder and Lead, and 2013's Mama's Broken Heart. There's a surprise fact Wrangler shares with only one of those songs. It wasn't written by Miranda Lambert. The House That Built Me, Mama's Broken Heart, and Wrangler's are the few exceptions she recorded by other songwriters' lyrics. Wrangler's is written by Ryan Thomas Carpenter, Evan McKeever, and Audra May. Audra May's great aunt was Judy Garland, and credited writing some hits for various musicians. Examples include Sleep by Alan Stone, Miranda Lambert's Little Red Wagon, Kelly Clarkson's Heartbeat Song, and Jasmine Sullivan's Grammy-winning song, Pick Up Your Feelings. Appears that Republic Records is guiding Miranda with an open mind and assisting good hands. Sometimes it's worth going out of your comfort zone and widen your horizons. Hearing plenty of comebacks in 2024's first half of the year, is there an album to expect from Miranda Lambert? John Randall and Miranda produced Wrangler's, there isn't a confirmed release of a 10th album. Miranda posted a statement saying, "Country music at its core tells the truth about life, but it makes you feel something. Sometimes you laugh. Sometimes you throw your fist in the air. Sometimes that fist goes through the wall. All I know is I've got a lot more to say and a lot more music coming soon. So for anyone who's ever seen themselves in one of my songs, especially the rowdy ones, get ready. We wanted to come with something that really says something from the start. And there's a whole lot of feelings and rhythms and great playing to come." I think she's going to ride out Wrangler's a bit longer. In lieu of a music video, she sang it live at Stagecoach's Festival earlier this month, the ACM Awards, and has a Burning House lyrics video on YouTube. Miranda's doing a second leg tour in Vegas and scheduled U.S. dates until October. I'm scoping 2 dates to possibly see her in concert this summer. Always wanted to go. If I had to guess, I think Miranda's next album could be late 2024 or go into 2025. However, it's confirmed her next song is on Twister's sequel movie soundtrack out July 19th. I've shared the link to the list of great famous artists credited on twistersthealbum.com. What a lineup! Wranglers debuted number 37 country airplay, number 31 hot country songs, and has almost 1.9 million Spotify streams. I have faith this single will be epic in Miranda Lambert's music phenomenon. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think of Wranglers, Miranda Lambert's music, and this podcast. Email musicnoteswithjess at gmail.com. Follow our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also contact the podcast through Buzzsprout's text and support links in the episode description. I'm Jess. Next episode is a great one for Memorial Day weekend. I'll be doing a countdown of the Beach Boys music. A documentary is coming out on Disney Plus, and there's an updated self-titled memoir the members are promoting. My ranking of the songs I chose is different from any countdown I've ever done. You're going to appreciate it, especially if you're a diehard Beach Boys fan. I'm excited for your reactions. Talk to you next week.